A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Thank you for being here, James.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here.
You should
here,
be
the
thanking
listeners.
Me.
Yeah, you're welcome. I see you still have your patient/visitor.
I do, yeah. I didn't realize I put that on because they do corona screenings when they come in. They're like, "You got that virus?" And I'm like, "I don't got it." And they're like, "All right." And they check your temperature.
His confidence. We've checked his temperature and his confidence, and he seems good. So he seems hot and confident. Let him through.
That's what they
And we're talking about this. You've had a baby.
Yes.
Not you personally.
No, my wife has had a baby earlier this week. We just got home today. I've still got some residual energy left because we got to lay up in hospital for 5 days.
Yep.
But spending the day at home with my other child, turns out two is much harder. Who knew?
Oh, yeah. Bit of a
drainer. I'm really tired. So I don't know.
Well, we're going to spin out maybe an hour of this.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 59 and 61 minutes.
That's right.
And then you're going to collapse in a heap.
Going to get out of here. Mm-hmm. But so I don't know whether we'll be back again next week. We're just going to play this week to week because I'm probably going to have to take some time off everything. But we've got some stuff in the can for videos and stuff, and all the Brosnan Bonds are recorded.
We did those. We
bulked Brosnan them.
You were, some people were like, "James, do you want to do some additional classes on how to parent with two children?" And you were like, "There's no time. I've got to watch two more okay Bond movies and a bad Bond movie."
That's right, exactly. Also, we already did and recorded all the video games, despite that latest video not getting the requested 50,000 likes.
Didn't it?
I'm like, what do we do? Because I've done it.
Right.
But what am I? Who am I teaching a lesson by not putting it in?
Us. Here's a little insight, folks. If you listen to the podcast but you don't listen to the YouTube, you don't watch the YouTube channel, we did all the video games anyway. No.
We did, yeah. Well, we put it out on Patreon and people were like, ace. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
How many likes did it get? Because you said 50,
I think it's 000. Like half. So, yeah. I mean, eventually will.
We vastly overestimated our
we
abilities.
Really did. I think I felt really confident because we did Fantastic Four. And that was just crushing it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So,
sure.
You know, I've really fucked up. So it's like when you punish a kid, but then you're like, "Oh, but I can't really go through with this." You know what I mean?
No, because I don't have any kids.
I got two kids.
You got two kids.
Yeah.
Also, you've punished your second kid already.
That's right. Exactly. I should point out everybody's fine, Chloe's fine. It went really well. So thank you for all your messages. And thank you, Uncle Toby's on
Twitter. Also fine. Thanks for asking, listeners.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Well, you're heading back to work this week, aren't you?
Yes, that's true.
Which is awful.
I'm fine. I'm fine, I guess. Oh, yeah, I was going to mention that. So on Twitter, you put up a photo of your new child.
Yes.
And you covered it with, I guess, like a menu item off like the
Yeah, they give food, you some
the food
some
tray at the hospital. Know. And it was like a Uncle Toby's brand Le snack.
Yeah.
Australians will know. Only Australian kids will know what a Le snack is.
And the French.
The French will know what a snack is also. And you tagged Uncle Toby's in there.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit disappointed they didn't offer you free.
They didn't offer me anything, did they?
No, they were like, well, I mean, they offered you a free congratulations on the birth of your child.
Yeah, it's true. But I don't accept it. Also, like, I wouldn't endorse most of Uncle Toby's products because they're mostly sugar.
Oh, I guess.
You know what I mean?
I think you'll find that the Le snack is mostly cheese substitute.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, what's a fruit roll-up, really?
It's just sugar, yeah.
It's just sugar.
Just flattened out sugar.
Just flattened sugar, yeah. Mm. Anyway, thanks, Uncle Toby's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually went through a few brands. I'm like, what brands I got? Kellogg's. They don't have a good Australian presence. What else have I got here?
Yeah.
Bega Cheese. They don't even have a proper Instagram account.
And Kellogg's, obviously, they wouldn't be on board with this because you've, you know, your sexual urges have right. caused you to have two children, and Kellogg's company yes. Has been against that.
Please Google the origin of the Kellogg's
company. Here's something I learned this week. This is unrelated to movies and TV shows and what have
sure,
you.
Sure, that's
did
all
you
right.
See the, did you see the ad? There was an ad this week. It came up on Twitter. It was like a 2 minute long.
Is that Monopoly thing?
Yes, it was yeah. like a 2 minute long ad, and it's like, girls, you can be scientists, and you can be this, and you can be that, and believe in yourself, and you've got to.
But what do you need?
You need more than anything? Present. And then this girl is given a gift, and it's the new Monopoly, which is, I guess, is a feminism slanted Monopoly.
I was going to say, is it girl Monopoly?
It's girl Monopoly, basically. Yeah, thought, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. The only thing that could make that worse if it was girl Monopoly, and it is.
It's like feminism Monopoly, and it's like. She's Ms. Monopoly, so it's like rich Uncle Pennybags' granddaughter or something like
that. So she inherited the money. She didn't work for it at all.
Exactly, yeah. And she's on the box. And
she should have married him and murdered him. That should have been what she did.
And she's on the box, and she's got like a non-biodegradable styrofoam coffee cup or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Like a takeaway one. And I think there's some different advantages if you're a woman when you play the game. It's like okay. kind of it's in, you know.
Didn't they recently fuck up doing another version of this?
They did Millennial Monopoly.
That's right, yeah. they did. Yeah. yeah.
Well, you can't own property; you can only acquire experiences or something like that. But this one, it's exactly the same thing, where it's like it's intended. All the rule changes are as easily like satire as they are real
yeah.
rules kind of thing. But anyway, also the interesting thing about Monopoly, if you may know this or you may not, I think the Dollop did an episode on it. Monopoly was invented by a woman.
Mm.
It was originally called the Landlord's Game.
Right.
And it was meant to be anti-capitalist. And then a man played it
yeah.
at a dinner party or something like that, went, this is a great idea, and he just stole it. And
Whoa.
then he sold it to Parker Brothers.
Did he really?
Without telling her. So that's the history of what the product that is being sold in this
That's
ad.
Classic Monopoly, though,
it's
isn't it?
It's good Monopoly, though, right? It's exactly as the game should be played these days.
The thing about Monopoly is, though, right, no matter how you dress it up with your Star Wars or your whatever,
yeah.
it fucking sucks. It's a bad game. It's not fun.
It causes fights.
It causes
and everyone
fights.
Knows it's going to cause yeah. fights when you start.
It's I've an never awful game.
I've never played a game of Monopoly, A, that's ended, because they never really end, or B, where people have gone, oh, what a fun, rousing game of Monopoly. Well, see you, everybody.
Yeah.
It's always like, bye, I'll just leave.
yeah.
You know?
I'm taking my fake money and I'm leaving.
Yeah, that's right.
It's an awful game.
It's an awful game.
Yeah. Anyway, Comic-Con. It's at canceled. Home. Oh, we do the news of the week, which
hey,
is probably
sure
just going to
yeah.
be what this episode
right.
is. We're keeping
uh-huh.
it brief. Even yes. though we did 4 to 5 minutes on Monopoly.
That's right.
So Comic-Con is going home. The dream of every nerd, I feel, I've written here.
Wait, what do you mean by going home?
Well, this is how they've marketed it.
Okay.
Coming soon. This is Comic-Con 2020. Yes. Free parking, comfy chairs, personalized snacks, Monopoly? No. no lines, pets welcome, badges for all, and front row seats to Comic-Con at home.
You can do drugs if you want.
So
do it in the nude.
That's fine.
Get your dick out at Comic-Con.
I would love it.
And what's going to happen here is they haven't put a little asterisk that says this is only for this Comic-Con. So people are going to show up next time.
I was going to say, I would love it to carry over.
Yeah,
there was
right?
free parking and comfy chairs and pets welcome. Imagine yep. if everybody just bought their dogs and cats to
oh
Comic-Con.
Oh, my God. Yes, please.
So
dress them up as Goose. Mm,
I do wonder what that means for exclusive reveals, because who knows when anything is coming out.
They should. I went to an online shopping website the other day, and it was like, our website's too busy, join the queue, and then you have to wait. So maybe they should do that for Comic-Con.
Yeah, right. They should, no lines.
No, they should build a virtual line, I feel.
And then you don't get in.
Sometimes you just miss out. There's a Hall H, and you've got to, as soon as it opens at like 7 a.m., and you've got to, but you have to line up first.
I think it should be a Zoom meeting, and you have to sleep on the floor of your house.
Yep.
With a sleeping bag, and you forgot your pillow.
Yeah.
And that's how you get in. You don't get in.
It checks your webcam, and if it looks like you're upright in a chair, you're not allowed. It waits for you to be uncomfortably lying down with your neck at a weird angle, and then it starts counting you as in the queue.
Yeah.
And then, you might wait 8 hours, and it's like, sorry, you can't get an All H, it's full. Do you want to go to our virtual store of Funko Pops?
Yeah.
Do you want to buy some Funko Pops? Yes.
Of course I do, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. So
there's also a line for the Funko Pops.
Yes. Do you feel like this is going to be the future of a lot of these things, though? Most of them do have, they're mostly an online presence, and then you get the occasional trailer.
I think they're going to test run what people are happy about.
Yeah.
In this, they'll probably survey people afterwards and be like, "What did you like about this coverage?" kind of thing, and keep that sort of stuff. Mm. But I don't think it'll ever take away from you're live in the room. It's really sweaty and uncomfortable in here. You can't see any of the celebrities. You hate yourself. You're so tired.
Yep.
You've run out of money.
Yep.
You know that amazing con experience.
Oh my God, do I? Yeah. Not really, but do I ever?
You need to pee, but you've been in the line for 8 hours.
What
and
do you
it
do?
Looks like maybe they're going to open the door, but you've got no friends there to help you.
You got no friends.
Hold
you got
the
no
line.
Friends at Comic-Con.
No friends at all. That's what it says in the banner when you go in. There's no friends at Comic-Con. You're on your own.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there always has to be that exclusive trailer or clip,
yes,
or something. Mm-hmm. If you're in the room, because otherwise, yes. what are you doing?
I don't know what I mean, man.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my thoughts. Anyway, speaking of things though that may or may not be happening, Deadline are reporting that Falcon and the Winter Soldier is resuming in Prague, mm-hmm. and Lord of the Rings and the Avatar sequels in New Zealand are the same. There's going to be extensive testing for that and protocols in place and all
yeah,
these
right,
things
uh-huh.
to kind of make it clear and kind of get over that 2 week waiting period. Because as testing becomes more available, depending on where you are in the world, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's not a terrible sign, is it?
No, it's a good sign.
Yeah.
I wonder, I think maybe you mentioned it a few weeks ago, like the idea of are they going to have to maybe rewrite some of the stuff in those shows, so it, especially like Falcon and Winter Soldier, so it doesn't conflict with, you know, the Marvel movies that are coming out.
Yeah,
where,
right.
You know, like, yep. Okay, well, we can't reveal something. We can't show something in The Winter Soldier if it hasn't been revealed in Black Widow yet.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, that, absolutely.
I don't know. Are they going to have to introduce some sort of pandemic storyline?
I think where they'll skip it, right?
No, I mean, it might work in terms of just to get filming done. They might have to be like, we're doing an episode in a biohazard lab, so we all have to wear...
We're doing it over Zoom. The whole thing's
we're
a Zoom.
We're going to have to put everybody in hazmat suits for this, just for this episode. Yours has wings on it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these characters wear masks anyway.
That's true. Yeah, so you're right. Did you watch the Parks and Rec episode, the Zoom?
I haven't yet.
No,
no.
I haven't either.
Is it good?
No. I don't know.
I was excited for it, but then I'm like, do I actually want to watch this?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you watch a lot of the late night stuff and
yes.
the stuff that has shifted to being filmed at home.
Uh-huh.
It's not good. I'm not saying this isn't good, but not good.
All right.
Yeah. We talked about Bumblebee last week, didn't we?
I think
Transformers prequel and how
yes, we did,
that
yeah.
did. Like, last week feels like a million years ago for me. And for everybody, is this the slowest thing that's ever happened in the world?
Yeah, maybe.
It's so slow. This year is forever. Anyway.
Oh, we're going to look back on it fondly, though. Just kidding.
Remember the bushfires?
Yeah, I remember vaguely.
That was this year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it's been just enough time that people threw away all their, like, smoke particulate masks.
Yes, they did.
Just in time to be like, oh, geez, I've got to buy more masks now.
Exactly.
Ugh. Ugh.
Here's some good news, though, maybe.
Yes.
50-50.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Variety reporting that Tenet, or Tenet,
mm-hmm.
or T-Net.
It's going to be one of those things that they'll probably not say in the movie,
yes.
so I'll never know how to pronounce it for as long as I live. Like Gal Gadot.
Yeah, that's right. You don't think someone's going to – no one says Gal Gadot in Wonder Woman?
Nope.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Hey, you look a lot like Gal Gadot.
It's not pronounced like that.
It's pronounced
well, how
Chris
is it pronounced?
Pine, all right? I look like Chris Pine. I don't know how I know that reference. I'm a flyer from World War One. We're still in World War One.
And it's in the next, and this movie's in 84 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so T. Annette is still aiming for July release.
Uh-huh.
The decision, though, is going to apparently open up this week. It's still up in the air.
Okay.
50-50. This is a $200 million movie, and people are crediting this to maybe...
It's going to have to save the movie industry.
That's what people are saying. But the thing is, you can't just release a $200 million movie to middling theaters.
No,
it's
that's
not gonna,
true.
It needs to make money back. So they're not going to... This is going to be purely monetary. It's not going to be Tenet is going to save... Or T-Net. No. T-Net. T-E-Net?
Hairnet. It's Hairnet. It's taking place within a hairnet.
Yep.
A la one of the Men in Black sequels.
Quick, pass me the hairnet. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Good.
Perfect.
Very good.
Because they're saying the name of the movie.
But I mean, you're right. In that if they reopen cinemas, it's going to have to be like one person a row or something like that.
I think it's at least one, but like checkerboard.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But that doesn't seem
enough.
That
seems too close, if you ask me.
Mm. Anyway, we'll see.
Do you think Christopher Nolan feels any pressure at all?
Apparently he's making a lot of these calls. But surely, he's a psychopath.
I think he doesn't, and he might be.
I don't know.
He just seems cool as a cucumber.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Look, I don't know. Look, he could, I mean, he loves the theatre experience.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And if things are clearing up by then, there's no reason why they can't release this in some at some way.
Yeah,
in
right,
some way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That would be insane. I think the streaming model for movies like this is not a good idea.
No.
And I know there's been talk that some companies are trying to circumvent that. There was Trolls World Tour and Paramount were talking about circumventing theater chains and theater chains a bit back and were like,
oh yeah, something Universal. Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Universal. Yeah. Was it Universal? Yeah, it was, yeah. And theater chains were like, well, if you do that, we're going to just not play any of your movies.
Yeah.
And, which also I can understand, but also movies make more money if you release them in theaters and then you wait 6 months and then you release them again. So even though Trolls World Tour or whatever may have done well or didn't, I don't know, it would have done better if they released it to movies, even if it made 50 million.
That's true.
Then you release it again.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, it's more, I don't know anything about numbers.
No, I don't know. I feel like we didn't talk about Universal. Universal had a spat with the AMC theatre chain about, and I feel like we didn't cover it mostly because I didn't understand it. I read a lot of articles
about
it.
I've heard conflicting
and
stuff.
Like,
and
it's like Universal's really mad. Well, AMC's really mad. And then they're like, what an inflammatory statement that Universal just put out, and I read it and I'm like, is it?
Yeah.
It was just like, we think we're going to make some money if we release this video on demand, and then AMC were like, well, you get out of here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is it that bad? I don't know.
Well, I think it is because they've got pre-existing deals.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And they're both big corporations and whatever. True. So I don't care, obviously. I just want my Fast and Furious movies, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And my popped corn. Mm. But yeah, they have a symbiotic relationship, and if one of them is just like, well, we're not really going to do this, then that hurts theaters.
That hurts, you know? That hurts.
And hurts Christopher Nolan.
It hurts Christopher Nolan.
Even though he has no emotions, as we know.
I don't think he'd be like, oh, no. I think he'd just be like, I'm not worried. He seems like the kind of guy who's like, I've done enough movies.
He doesn't seem very flappable, does he?
No, he seems like a guy who's like, I've spent an entire career just making whatever movie I want, really.
Yeah.
Like, if this fails, I'll just make another movie. I think he's seen enough terrible filmmakers just being allowed to still make movies that at this point he's just like, if this makes $1, I'll still be able to make another movie next year.
Yeah, exactly. So, I feel like he's the kind of person, if you pried open his head, you'd be like, this guy's an 18th century mechanical man.
Oh,
like he's just all
right.
Copper cogs and wheels ticking away in there.
He's an M.C. Escher stairwell.
Yeah, that's right.
Like he just keeps going around and you're like, that doesn't work out correctly. Oh, I get Inception now. I understand it. Okay.
Anyway, I'm really looking forward to
Tenet. Did you see they released Parasite in black and white, like recently?
Why?
I don't know. I saw it. It was like, it's like $5 on Google Play or whatever. Because they did it with Logan.
Yeah, and they did it with Mad Max.
I feel like there should be a setting on your television that lets you do that for free by now.
There is. But maybe they want specific crisp whites and blacks.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Okay.
It's not a race thing. It's a class thing.
If
that's right, exactly. So yeah, that's interesting and pointless
because of the setting on our TVs.
Exactly.
Turn the color all the way down.
Turn the color all the way down.
Yeah, turn the contrast up.
All right. So there was good news this week, and then bad news for the New Mutants.
Oh, there was too. Right? Yes.
So the New Mutants popped up as a pre-order on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Hollywood Reporter, and then that quickly disappeared. The Hollywood Reporter say, sources say the long-delayed X-Men film is still planned for a theatrical release in 2040 or whatever.
How do you – look, I'm not a conspiracy guy, except I love them and I think they're great. Do you think that there might have been somebody out there who's just like, let's put it up on VOD for 5 minutes just as a little extra –
maybe.
Little extra juice because that gets people talking.
I don't – maybe. There were some images this week as well. Did you see that big bear?
No.
The big demon bear?
Nope.
I don't
know,
man.
Is that the ultimate villain?
This could be good. Speaking of cool and calm, the director behind this is like, I made it. It's exactly my version. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, we've talked about it before how I can't even remember the specifics of it, but Disney have to release it theatrically because it's part of the deal they have with Fox, and then afterwards it has to go to HBO.
Okay.
So they'd have to circumvent all of that.
Yeah, right. So they have to, like, they'd have to put $50 million into lawyers to do this thing that won't make them any money anyway. So they may as well put it in. But how long do they need to put it in the theaters?
It's a great question.
One day? Yeah. 2 days?
Well, it's like the thing with Netflix, though. They said there's no Netflix movies allowed at the Academy. So didn't they buy theaters and just played movies for this place for a week?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. It's not even in color.
Yeah.
But it's art, I guess. I don't know.
The CEO opened up his backyard. We hung a sheet off his washing line and we played it. We played
That's
it
right.
through there.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go, New Mutants. What's happening?
Who knows?
Same thing as last week. Nothing. Heroic Hollywood are reporting. Do you remember a while back Warner Brothers were talking about a Supergirl film featuring Brainiac? maybe even rumored to be set in the 70s.
Vaguely, sure.
Apparently, Warner Brothers no longer interested in that.
Okay, then.
Because due to...
My hopes were just swelled and dashed.
Yes.
All of a sudden.
Due to fan interest, this is what they're saying is... they want Henry Cavill to return to the role.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big part of it, but I also think Henry Cavill is more popular now than he's ever been.
Yes.
Off the back of The Witcher and showing his dog on Instagram, whatever he's doing.
Did you just say dog?
Yeah.
Showing his dog on Instagram. Okay, cool. All right, just checking. You just rushed past it a little bit, and I'm like,
did I?
Yeah.
Well, I never rushed past his Instagram posts, Mason, especially the ones of his dog. Anyway, so what I'm saying is...
What kind of dog does he have?
It's like white. A big Malamute husky kind of thing. I don't know.
Okay, right.
You know those big fluffy beary looking ones?
Yeah, that makes sense. It would be one of those ones.
So, and The Witch is huge, you know? It's like a cult and commercial hit you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
So I still want to see a Supergirl movie, but I also understand that Superman, I guess, would be the priority, and then you spin a Supergirl off that, I guess.
Maybe, but I mean also you could say she arrives on Earth first, maybe.
Yeah, like that comic that from Man of Steel or whatever. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think you could make these together.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to go, well, one is out and one is definitely back in.
Mm.
Can we get a good Supergirl movie or even a good Superman movie? Just a good movie. I'll take a good movie.
Just any good movie out. Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but
we had our Extraction was pretty good.
That was one good movie. That wasn't bad. So, but Supergirl and Brainiac, that'd be great, right?
Good.
It could be great.
Could be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd definitely take that.
Set it somewhere other than Earth. Set it somewhere other than a small Midwestern town / metropolis.
I think you can do Earth if you do something like Brainiac.
Yes.
That's enough. That's enough of a weird thing to come in. Like a big skull ship with tentacles and she's I don't like this.
Yeah.
And Superman's like, I don't like it either, but I can't help.
I can't be in this movie.
You have to film me from the neck down.
That's right.
Yeah. So there you go.
I've got my head stuck in this beehive. Nothing I can do currently.
It's a super beehive, so yeah, I can't
take it off. Anyway, I'll be running around a kitchen or something. Lois is trying to get the beehive off my head. Lois also can't be seen.
That's right, exactly. So there you go. That's Superman news.
Yes,
I'd love a Superman or Supergirl movie.
Wouldn't it be good?
Or again, just a movie.
Just any movie they care to mention. Just give us a small movie that might be good.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Louis Leterrier, you familiar with him?
I'm familiar with the name, Transporter. Not that pronunciation.
No, that's not it, obviously. Okay. Yes. Transporter, uh-huh. The Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
Maybe another Transporter movie at some point.
Good for him.
Maybe he only did the first one. I'm pretty sure he did Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
He did Unleashed with Jet Li.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, he did
and
Now
Bob Hoskins.
Yes, he did. He did Now You See Me, your favorite movie.
Did he do both of those? I think he might have done both.
He probably did. Mm. First two Transporters.
Did you know that Now You See Me 3 is in production? You know what they're calling it?
Now You See Me.
Now You See Me 3.
How would they? Why? How dare they?
How do you mess it up so many times in a row? It's not that difficult. Now You See Me, Now You Don't. You can even have called the second one Now You See Me, : Now You Don't.
Yes.
It's about getting a prostate exam.
Is it?
Now You See Me, : Now You Don't. You're on your way. Here's your bill.
Even Now You See Me, Now To See Me?
Yep.
Three, you've seen me.
Yes.
That's a series of posters you can check out on Weekly Planet Posters on Twitter. Who's coming up on his 100th poster?
He's making his 100th. Christopher Small, he's making his 100th poster.
Can't wait. Very excited.
He says he's been saving it up for a long time, so I wonder what it is.
Must be a good one, because who knows? Yep. I immediately forget them after I say them.
That's right.
Then they come up and I'm like, which one of us said that?
Yes.
I never know. Anyway, he's doing Bright 2.
Oh, I
remember Bright?
Yes. I think we sort of maybe covered it in What We're Reading one week.
Yeah, but then Lindsay Ellis made that definitive thing on it. And now
she did like 45 minutes on it.
We don't have to talk about it because I have nothing else to say about it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, dog's at the door.
Hello, dog.
Hey, dog, what's up?
She did a definitive video on some feelings a lot of us had, which is primarily...
It's not very good.
It's not very good, and how do you get to a universe where there's supernatural creatures have existed in for 2,000 years, and yet the world is still exactly the same as our world.
The elves are the 1%.
Why is there a guy being like, people still talk about the Alamo. Why was there still an Alamo?
But
you know what I mean?
Also, people don't talk about the Alamo.
I don't.
Much at all.
Nobody
does. That's my understanding because I looked into it.
Yeah,
people know it.
Yes.
But they don't talk about
it.
And there's also the bit where Will Smith calls one of them Shrek.
It's like, so there's Shrek?
So Shrek. Was that like a regular movie where people are like, that documentary series, Shrek,
right?
It's on Netflix.
Who knows?
Sorry, Orkflix. Or whatever it's called.
Yep.
So there you go. Apparently it picks up on the travails.
If you have a fun name, if anyone out there has a fun novelty name for what Netflix would be called in the Bright universe, let us know.
Could be called Shrekflix.
Shrekflix, yes.
Shrekflix.
Because they started with a documentary about Shrek,
That's real, right.
Orc man.
Yeah. It was like that Michael Jordan documentary, but it's about Shrek and how he rescued a princess from a dragon, right, or whatever. Mm. Like, he had a wonderful career, but he was kind of a prick. It's much like the Michael Jordan documentary. Yeah.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, there's going to be another Bright.
Yeah, so it picks up with their old partnership, but it sets it on an international stage.
Oh.
You know what that says to me?
Shrek International? That's not right. Bright International. Men in Black International.
Yeah, I was going to say dragons because they probably are going to be in a plane and then a dragon goes past and
they go,
typical of this universe.
This particular universe. There are, in fact, dragons, yes.
But why are there planes and dragons?
That's right.
That seems like a that's dangerous, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so too, yeah. Because the dragons wouldn't have like a avoidance radar or anything.
It was cool in that movie how wands were really dangerous and most people couldn't pick them up, but everybody kept picking up that wand and
exploding.
They really
did. Even though it was common knowledge that if you picked up the wand, you'd explode. They're like, better pick it up then.
That being said,
yes,
there is something in the Bright universe that you could fashion into something.
But I think at this point, given that
it must have done well.
Yeah,
there's no reason they would have done this unless it didn't.
Like, it did. It had like 10 million views in the first weekend or something like that.
But every Netflix thing is like the best thing they've ever done. They're always like, now Extraction is the biggest movie we've ever made.
Yeah, eventually they're going to run out of people.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just
like the Earth.
That's right. I was going to say, look, I think the idea of sort of, you know, as I think I mentioned at the time, like the Shadowrun universe of like your mix contemporary with or futuristic with fantasy. I think that's a good idea,
yeah.
But I think the universe they have currently built doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So you either have to go with it being a dumb premise and hope that the movie itself is really good. Like if they wrote a really good one.
Yeah, like you forget about it.
I'd be okay with a universe that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. If I went, okay, well, it's really well put together or yeah. whatever, but it's a badly constructed
universe.
I don't
even remember hating it. I just remember being like,
yeah,
I don't want to think about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the spirit.
And there's, of course, that famous Max Landis tweet.
Oh, it's his Star Wars
or whatever, which people still throw in his face. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you should never say
that. That's all they throw in his face.
Yeah, he'd be lucky, wouldn't he? But the thing is, like, you'd never say that. You should never say that.
Right.
Because do you know how many Star Wars there are? There's fucking one.
Yeah.
There's one Star Wars and arguably Marvel now.
Right, yes.
You know, but that's really true. It.
And the James Bond franchise. And the In Like Flint franchise.
How many of them were there?
In Like Flint, it was two.
Was the next one Out Like Flint to see me?
It was In Like Flint and Our Man Flint. It's not important.
That's right. I'd argue that it is important.
The Austin Powers franchise, obviously.
Yes, very good.
The Naked Gun series.
Or classics. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Air Hawks. Is that a movie?
Air Hawks. I don't think so. No.
I was thinking of another movie, but I couldn't think of it. Anyway, Collider is saying that in addition to National Treasure 3, we're going to be getting a Disney Plus show, same concept, younger cast.
National Treasure Races.
Well, I think it'd be like they'd steal something like newer because they couldn't steal like a Harry Potter manuscript for the new Harry Potter.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. What's new?
Something new and fresh.
It's not even very new.
Well.
But you know.
Yeah. See, and here's the pause where we try and think of anything new and or contemporary.
All right, Collins is editing this.
I'll pop something in. Okay, cool. That's really cool. Just take the just take all the syllables I've said in the past, Collins, if you could, and then just put together a really contemporary word.
Yes.
Smoosh it in there. McClunky.
That's right.
McClunky, McClunky. McClunky, McClunky. McClunky.
So there you go. I've never been a fan of these. I think I only saw the first one and I didn't like it because we've talked about it because Sahara didn't do better, but Sahara is the same movie but better.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You didn't like the scene where they all go to like Urban Outfitters and they get new clothes? Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
It's got a map on the back of it, doesn't it?
It does have a map, yes.
Independent. What did they steal in the second one?
I don't know.
It was around the time of that like Dan Brown Illuminati
shit.
That's still around, but people take it more seriously now for some reason.
Parachuting Priest. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. You know I do. Anyway, Stallone was on Instagram Live. He mentioned that there's going to might be another Rocky movie, but not Creed 3. And he also said Demolition Man 2 is in the works and that it looks fantastic.
Huh. There you go.
I love it.
Good work, Sylvester Stallone.
Cult favorite, man.
And here's the thing. That's, I guess, I mean, unless he proves us wrong yet again, that's a universe that you can't just take an existing sci-fi movie and slap whatever his character's name from Demolition Man was.
Jack Reacher.
Yep.
Phoenix.
Troy.
That was the other one. Phoenix something, wasn't it? Yeah. I'll look it up while you're talking.
Okay, yeah. Unlike a Rambo, for example, you're going to have to go, okay, remember that old remember that Demolition Man universe? Well, it's back.
It's back.
Maybe.
John Spartan.
That's a good name.
They should call him Simon Phoenix. It's a better name. It also makes, I mean, I know they both come back like a phoenix.
Mm, yeah.
Simon Phoenix is a better name.
Yes.
Mm.
Simon, though?
Yeah.
Do you think Stallone would consent to being called Simon in a movie?
No, he probably wouldn't.
He wouldn't, yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
So I would like them to return to this universe and he's soft. Like he hasn't been doing his.
Oh, yeah, because there's no crime, really.
There's no crime.
It was just Phoenix and they beat
Phoenix. People came back from the streets or whatever. Dennis Leary was like, now we're taking over. Everyone's eating rats. And people were like, oh, this is worse.
Yeah. Rather not. I'd rather eat food. Good future food. Present day food that I like. Yum, yum.
Yes, that's right.
Yum, yum.
So I guess it's. Yeah, I don't know.
It's just alone. Like there's a cold open where he just finishes off the rest of the street people. He just guns them all down. Everyone's like, oh my god, I've been on the run for years, and he's like, I don't care. Bang, 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 bang.
I love this.
Yeah.
It's because this is where I'm from.
And of course I hope we get a really graphic three seashells scene.
I was gonna say that if they'd have to address it, right? You cannot release that movie without addressing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah.
You just have a running gag where they
not answer the question, but like have it.
Bring it up again. Yeah,
you cannot
sure.
not bring it up.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe there's like an extra seashell now and they're like, I can't believe we used to do three and now we use 100. So people are like, why is there 100 now? What happened?
Mm.
I don't know. It's on a conveyor belt and you just sit your bum on it.
How about this? There's a scene right at the end of the new one where where Stallone realizes that when they told him how the three seashells worked at the end of the first one, they were he misheard it.
Yeah.
And he's just been ravaging himself for years. And they're like, what have you been doing? You are like the doctor's like, what have you done?
What have you done? And he's an old man, so he's been doing it a while. Do you think it works with him being with Sandra Bullock? Because she looks the same age and he looks much older.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. We'll find out.
What's the last thing Sandra Bullock did? Ocean's Eight?
And other things. She's in things. She's on a talk show. You look up Graham Norton, she's probably there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right.
Graham Norton exists in this time beyond time. Because anytime I switch on the TV and Graham Norton's on, who knows what year it's from?
You got to judge. There's two eras of Graham Norton.
Yes.
There's no beard, blonde hair.
Yes.
And then grey hair, beard.
Yeah, okay.
But there's no transition.
It's just it.
I feel like I could definitely do that. Like I could start dyeing my head jet black, shave my beard, and I could just swiftly transition into that. Maybe I'll do it.
Do you think it's a Mandela effect situation? Do you think we're all shunted into a universe where Graham Norton has grey hair and a beard?
Like, maybe.
Or maybe he was just switched places.
Yeah. It's madness out there.
It's a Sliders situation is what it is.
I love the movie, the TV show Sliders.
Mm-hmm, me
too.
It's
a movie. Could have been a movie, but it wasn't.
Probably, you can probably get it on VHS as a TV movie first episode.
I doubt you could. Exactly. What do we got here? I'm reading these and I'm like, what is this? Now I recognize this now.
Okay,
Vanity Fair released the first images of the Greg Rucka comic? It's about...
Oh, the Old Guard.
Old Guard. Thank you, because I didn't actually write that down. So
you just wrote Vanity Fair releases images and then you've just trailed off.
Yep. Yes. So
and you've written, how dare they release images? I don't.
This is uncouth.
This is journalistic malpractice. They release some images. I don't know about this.
So Gina Prince Blythewood, director of Beyond the Lights, is directing this one, written by Greg Rucka.
Mm-hmm.
He worked on the comic. It's about people who are thousands of years old, like Charlize Theron.
Yes.
They've died hundreds of times and they always come back. She now goes by Andy. It's a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
So there you go. She's got her Aeon Flux haircut. It's back.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
So this is a great comic.
It is.
And it recently returned, actually. I think
after a very long hiatus. Yeah. Maybe that was pressure being like, We're making the movie. Yeah. You'd better.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
While we're Greg making
Rucka.
This movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So if you haven't read the first volume, do it. It's great.
Read the first volume. Mm. Yes.
And how many of the new one are out? Who knows? Because I check comics every week, and it's always bitterly disappointing. I'm like, maybe
always,
this is the week.
There's always hundreds.
There's always hundreds.
There's hundreds of releases.
There's a lot of like Japanese anime romance ones. They're check this out.
Yeah.
Why is there 20 of these and they all look the same every week? Anyway, I'm sure they're great.
Wow. I was going to say, I'm a big fan of any kind of warriors traveling through, immortal warriors fighting through time.
Like
it's
Demolition
always fun.
Man, that's why you like Demolition
Man. Exactly. Highlander. Eternal Warriors.
Yes.
The one.
Others, definitely.
Others.
The Mask.
The Mask, sure.
Because the Mask survives and it gets on a different person.
Agreed, yes. Good, good example.
Those are all the immortal warriors, isn't it?
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, great. Mason. I'm a bit late, but May the 4th be with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What are we up to? We're up to the 10th.
Yes, the 11th when this comes out.
You're very late, but that's okay. That's all right. We missed it last week.
It hadn't happened yet.
That's true.
What do you want us to do?
Yeah, right. Listeners, come on.
Fucking these people,
anyway,
man.
Anyway, thank you. What did we
get? The expectations.
What did we get for Star Wars Day? Was there any special
Here we go.
Releases?
I'm going to do some rumors as well. It's a bit of this and a bit of that.
All right.
The rumor is from LMR Online that Hayden Christensen is going to return.
What's LMR stand for?
Lights
Magic?
No, it's Latino something, and I can't remember the name.
Oh, Latino Movie Review?
Potentially, yes.
Yes.
Or Latino Review Movie?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's now LRM, online. Okay. So, yeah, Hayden Christensen is going to return for
Lights
Obi-Wan.
Magic Maction.
Yes, that's right. He's going to return for Obi-Wan. What do you think about that? Maybe in flashbacks, I guess. Maybe they suit him up as a Darth Vader.
Yeah, right. That's cool.
Yes,
that's
I agree.
Cool.
So what do you think about that, Mason?
I think it's good. We also got the Clone Wars finale this week,
yes,
right?
Yes, I haven't watched it.
I also haven't watched it.
Let's get
into it anyway.
I spoke to my brother and
The one you don't like. Yes.
Actually, I got some more news about him in a second.
Yeah, right.
But that, I've seen...
You've got news about your brother that I don't like?
Yep.
Wow.
We've concocted a theory together and I'm going to run you through
okay,
it.
Okay, I get it.
And Collings is probably going to turn into a video. It's going to be
incredible.
That's
very exciting. Okay.
But I asked my brother, I'm like, I like the Clone Wars, but I don't have time to watch all seven seasons and or whatever it is, eight seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't get good till like three seasons and there's a lot of filler. And he's like, just watch the last four.
Four episodes or seasons.
Yep. He's like, if you've seen Rebels and you have a pretty good understanding of it, you'll get it. So that's what I'm probably going to do. Okay. And then I'll eventually go back.
Yeah, right.
When my time becomes my own.
Sure.
Again. Yeah. This is currently my time doing this. Mm. And how the fuck did that happen?
I don't know, man. So, I was willing to give you a week off, but you've lost it, mate.
That's true. I couldn't bear the idea of you getting another episode up on me.
That's right.
So the review.
Who knows what dregs of the podcast of the podcast universe I would have brought in.
That's right.
Sub in for you, you know.
That's it. So what do you think about that though? Hayden Christensen returning. We thought he was going to return properly in Rise of Skywalker. He did as a voice.
Yeah.
I think he must be buzzing around if they got him in just for that.
I like it.
Me too. I think you could put him in the suit and like have the mask come off and go, remember me from Revenge of the Sith?
That's right.
Event? Yeah. Because he doesn't know about the movie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, remember when I had got my revenge of the Sith?
On behalf of the Sith.
Yes. In fact, if they ever made a documentary about it, I think they should call it Revenge on Behalf of the Sith by me, Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, sorry. Darth Vader now.
Darth Vader now. I'm going by Darth now.
Yeah, that's right. It's with some of them.
I heard it. I went to Denmark once. I heard them say Darth Vader, and I thought it sounded pretty cool.
Which apparently isn't even like a real thing. Like people are like, George Lucas took it from.
Oh, no, they were talking about Star Wars. When I went to Denmark, they were talking about the movie Star Wars, and they said Darth Vader. I was like, that's cool. Anakin Skywalker have taken on the name of Darth Vader.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
That was going to be revealed at Star Wars Celebration, which who knows what's going on with that.
Yes.
Along with Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano. Mm. So there you go.
Yeah, live action Mandalorian.
That's right. The other thing is Vader Immortal is coming to the PSVR.
Oh.
Which I don't have.
Which you play as Darth Vader?
No, you go there and you fight him and you do some
missions. You go there. That's what the box art says. It says, you go there. Oh, you go there.
Apparently it's very good.
Okay, yeah.
It's very well.
Well, if you're going to go there, you may as well go.
It's Vader's castle, I should say.
Okay,
and you go there
and
you do some stuff. Uh-huh. The other thing is Jedi Fallen
Order. And at the end it's like, oh, he went there.
Jedi Fallen Order, which isn't surprising, is the first of a franchise because it did very well and people liked it. They're also updated with a brand new game mode, including you can carry some of your stuff through to the start of the game. It's like outfits and things like that.
Right, okay. All your ponchos.
Yeah, but not force abilities because I think that breaks the skew of how the game works, I'd imagine.
Uh-huh.
But they're also including, and I'm really glad they did this.
Fast travel?
No.
God damn it.
No, this is all I wanted. Battle arenas. But also you can build your own scenarios.
Okay.
And so that's even beyond what I was hoping they'd do. So I think that's great. So I'm going to go back and play that.
What are the scenarios like?
You pick people and you can put 80 stormtroopers or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. Or one. And it's just over really quickly.
Right.
So I think that's really cool.
That's pretty fun. Okay.
So I think that'll add a lot of replayability to
it. But again, fast travel would have been nice. I'm just saying.
Also, I really wanted to replay the last mission on that as well, and you can't, which
because the story's over.
Yeah, because when you finish it, it jumps back to before that last mission, and then you can't complete it again.
You know what? Maybe I mentioned this in the podcast once. You know what would be? You know what they should have done in that game is randomized the villain positions.
Oh, every time you go into
you go back to a location, all the stormtroopers or whatever.
That's really true. Yeah. They've
all come back at exactly the same spots. They're all saying the same things. They're all armed with the same things. It would have been nice. Just maybe.
Well, they're really well trained. The stormtroopers, aren't they?
Yeah, they are well trained and bad at their jobs. So you're right. Then they should just be randomly falling off bridges.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm sure that happens also.
Yes.
Official news also, Taika Waititi will direct a Star Wars movie. He's going to co-write the screenplay with Christy Wilson Cairns, who wrote 1917 and Last Night in Soho.
Uh-huh.
So that's good. That's a good combination.
Yes.
There was some fear, I know, that people were like, well, he makes silly movies. Is he going to make a silly Star Wars movie? The dog's barking, everyone.
Because of the idea that Taika Waititi would make a silly movie.
Yeah.
Imagine making a Star Wars movie that was, in fact, a silly movie. Can you imagine silliness in a Star Wars movie?
I think there is a tone of Star Wars.
Yes.
But I think also he's a good enough director that he could fit within that.
Yeah.
It's like when he directed episodes of The Mandalorian, he voiced a droid.
Yeah.
I think he gets it. And if he did change it, I have enough faith in him that he could change it in a way that would make it good. Also, who knows if this is going to come out?
Because
we've got a Ryan Johnson trilogy and the Game of Thrones guys. Yeah. Are they in or out at the moment? I don't know. I think they announced another guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I mean, you know, was there a moment, was there a point in time where Star Wars was like looking like it was on the verge of maybe we were wrapping up Star Wars?
I don't think so.
Maybe even decades ago?
I mean, yeah, George Lucas wrapped it up twice.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm saying is we're on the knife edge right now.
Oh, what's going to happen with Star Wars?
Maybe.
They're going to keep doing it until it
doesn't
make
money. I agree.
Yeah. Which I'm fine with because I like Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
And as always with Star Wars, some of it I don't like.
Sure.
And just keep making it and some of it's good and some of it isn't. Yeah.
But again, as I was saying, like I feel like if you just got a casual Star Wars viewer to watch The Mandalorian, I don't think they'd be like, that's a Taika Waititi episode because it's so silly.
No, definitely not. Yeah.
You know? So could be good.
Could be good.
Who else could they get from The Mandalorian to direct a Star Wars?
Well, I think they also mentioned Robert Rodriguez might do one.
Yeah, right.
Peyton Reed might be doing one. There's hints towards that. So there you go.
There you go.
That show is tonally very consistent because it's Dave Filoni and John Favreau. So, yeah.
Did Jessica Chastain direct one?
No, you think you're Bryce Dallas Howard because you got red.
Yeah, I am.
Apparently that gene's dying out.
Being redheaded.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's a shame, man. I know they get a lot of flack, but I think red hair's awesome. Like, genuinely.
Agreed.
I just had a redheaded kid. That's why I didn't. but no, I genuinely, I think redhead's great. I think it's really cool.
What if you hadn't? I'd been like, yeah, redheads are monsters, aren't they? I disagree strongly. I know we have a lot of fun on this podcast, but honestly, I think they're genetic waste and I think they should be removed from the gene pool.
Well, you haven't seen her yet, so I'm just going to have to keep her hidden from you.
Good idea, yes.
for her entire life. But yeah.
You're right. They get a bad rap, but redheads are cool.
They do. Mm. Yeah. I mean, except for the freckles. That's a whole other thing that I'm not even going to get into. Oh, hang on.
So stay indoors, redheads.
Oh, my wife's calling. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Could be a baby thing.
What, maybe having another baby?
No, I hope not. Hello? Yeah, I'll be right there. Hang on. I just got to fix a baby thing. I'll be right back. Right. But for everybody, it'll be no time.
You mean fix a baby thing?
It's fine.
Okay.
It'll be no time for everybody except you, Mason. It'll be a long time.
I'll be on my phone. Secretly, I love being on my phone.
I'm back. How many hours was that, Mason?
17 hours.
Yeah. You didn't leave either.
No.
You didn't even notice because time flies when you're on your phone, isn't it?
Just scrolling Twitter. Plus, I'm using all your bandwidth. I'm downloading stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's really good to hear. All right. Big news, though, Mason, coming out of the Hollywood Reporter.
Yes.
Temuera Morrison is returning to the Star Wars universe for season 2 of The Mandalorian, apparently as Boba Fett. But in what form? Now, people would probably know this because everybody knows Star Wars, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
he, of course, played Jango Fett. Or
that's right.
Grown up Jango Fett in the Star Wars prequels.
Did he ever play child Jango Fett?
He didn't, actually. I don't know why I said that. And he also played various clones in that movie and some of the video games, but now it's a different voice actor for the most part.
I see.
Who does all of that. The thing is, like, he doesn't actually physically need to be in this.
That's true. Because he can do it all on the phone, really.
Yeah. This character was, of course, teased in season 1, Boba Fett. There's that. You see his boots. Remember?
You see his boots. You hear his spurs jangling.
His jingle jangle as he goes along.
It's either him or Santa Claus. We don't know.
That's right. And it also makes sense because in the Star Wars Special Edition, they re-recorded the lines of Boba Fett, who was Jeremy Bullock, to now be the voice of Jango Fett as
I'd never seen the face of Jeremy Bullock. Is that his name?
Yes.
Until this week.
Yeah.
And
he was upset?
Well,
do you mean in the original costume or what he looks like now?
No, in the original costume.
Because he's got a little mustache.
He's got a little mustache and little round glasses. Yeah, exactly. He looks like...
He's also in the prequels. They put him back in.
He looks like...
As a different character.
Yeah, right. He looks like maybe some sort of bureaucrat who doesn't like what the Ghostbusters are doing, ultimately.
Yes,
you know?
That's right.
He looks kind of like that.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Mm.
Anyways.
Yes.
My brother and I... Mm-hmm. The one you don't like.
Oh, yes.
Have compiled a theory together about what might be going on here.
I'm ready to hear
because it. Because it feels like if they do reveal him helmet off, which they could very well not.
Yes.
Also, he's alive, I guess. So, I mean, we all knew that, really, didn't we?
It's news to me.
He's always been alive.
You mean Boba Fett, not the actor Temuera Morrison.
Both of them are alive.
Because he's not always been alive.
No, that's true.
He was born and one day he will return to the dust.
That's not incorrect. But I mean, as in Legends and even from... Early days of when the Legends was made non-canon, there was always hints that he was going to return.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But do you feel like maybe the magic is gone if he shows up and he takes his helmet off and it's like, it's me, Boba Fett. Remember?
Yeah.
From previous things.
I shaved my mustache.
Yeah. What if he goes there and you see Boba Fett and he takes it off and it's Temuera Morrison and then another Boba Fett comes up, takes the mask off and it's... The other guy you just said, Jeremy Bullock.
Yeah, right.
It's like we're the Boba Brothers.
Not related.
No,
it's in name.
That's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
We're a crime fighting duo.
We both purchased the name.
Yes.
And we
Well, see,
we
the name
different areas.
The name lapsed when he died because it went out of copyright, and I picked it up.
I acquired it, and then but then he was very reasonable about it when he came back to when he escaped the Sarlacc pit. He's like,
which is actually something that did happen. Somebody took over the mantle, and he was like, "I don't like this. I'm the real Boba Fett." But that's fine, I guess, isn't it?
Okay, but anyways, you've got a cockamamie theory.
I do, with my brother, the one you don't like.
Yes.
Okay, so Boba Fett was born in the year 31 BBY.
Okay.
Before Battle of Yavin, right?
Baby boy.
That's right.
31 baby boy.
The Mandalorian is set 9 years after the Battle of Yavin.
Okay.
Right? Which would make Boba Fett about 40.
Okay.
The age.
That's Star Wars years, though.
That's, yes. Okay. Which is regular years.
Okay,
I
sure.
should point out as
oh,
well.
Oh, that's convenient. All right.
Temuera Morrison is 59.
Okay.
So I think you cannot take the helmet off unless you de-age him, for one.
You think so, really?
Yeah.
What's he look like now?
He looks fine, but he's not 40. He looks like a 59-year-old man, like a good 59.
Well, I was going to say, but, bounty hunting is tough on you. It's tough on your skin.
It certainly
so
is.
So being eaten by a Sarlacc, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's true. Slowly digested, et cetera, and so forth.
Thousands of years,
So, yeah, I think either they'd have to age him down or not take the helmet off.
Okay,
conversely, maybe they should cast Daniel Logan again as Boba Fett because he played kid Boba Fett.
Right, okay.
And all the little clones running about.
Yes.
He also aged...
Normally, as a normal human.
The age is a normal human. He's 32-ish now.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Which means you could slightly age him up.
Put him in old man makeup.
If you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
I know that also doesn't exactly mesh with the clones as well, because the clones, when they hit about 40, in their age bracket, they don't really look like that.
Okay.
But I think maybe that's the direction that you should potentially go with this.
Interesting.
Maybe. I know, it's just an idea. But the other thing is... He could also be playing Captain Rex or any other of the various clones
from the Clone Wars
dumped across the galaxy. Captain Rex is from the Clone Wars series, and then he bleeds over into Rebels, where he's got a shaved head and a big white beard.
Oh my goodness!
There was also
how does he fit it under the helmet?
Well, he doesn't really wear a helmet after that.
Oh, right,
but he smushes it down.
He would smush it down.
Yeah. But the other thing is...
Smush it up in front of his eyes.
That's right. Terrible shot.
Protects against tear gas.
Yeah. But also, they're good shots, the clones, apparently, as well. Yeah. Because they train them. I feel like they didn't really train
the
stormtroopers.
He's legendary for being able to hit a stormtrooper from 100 paces with a beard in front of his eyes.
So Wikipedia says, though, that Captain Rex specifically is alive in Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
There was also that rumor, you probably remember that from a few years back, and they nearly made it canon, that there was a character from Legends called Nick Sant, and he's got a grey beard and he's on the Han Solo team.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
That's not canon as of yet, but some people do believe that that is still Captain Rex.
Okay.
But whether or not it is, he was probably alive during Return of the Jedi. It was same.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think...
Yes.
And just as I was putting this together, Jordan Mason, unrelated to you...
As far as you know.
That's right. Well, it's spelled differently, but again, as far as I know. He was over at Sidlinx. He put out a tweet that said, looks around, whispers a small tidbit. I also heard Boba Fett isn't the only role that he will play in the show. So there you go.
Oh, I see.
So I think he's going to be Captain Rex and potentially the voice of Boba Fett, but maybe not the face.
I see. Yeah.
I'm not sure the Daniel Logan thing exactly works.
Okay.
Yeah. But also the thing about the clones is, and why you could get Captain Rex, is they age quickly into adulthood.
Uh-huh, sure.
And then... people aren't really sure what exactly happens to them after that. Uh-huh. It seems to be rapid, but not as rapid.
I see.
So he could very well still be alive. It's entirely possible.
Right.
But Boba Fett ages normally. So,
How about this as a theory?
I love theories.
I'll float this out for you. If this Captain Rex character was in fact alive during Return of the Jedi, how about this? They were both present on Jabba's barge in Return of the Jedi. And there was a switcheroo situation. Who knows which one ends up in the Sarlacc pit,
Doesn't really matter.
Both of them. They're both equally bad at their job.
But are you excited about Boba Fett coming back?
Yeah, a little bit.
You don't think it's too fan servicey to be like, this show has become the who's who of Star Wars, and look, it's Tatooine, and look, it's Baby Yoda.
I think we did get a significant amount of fan service.
We did get the look, we're on Tatooine episode.
Yeah. But I feel like at that point it had been earned in the show.
Sure, yeah.
I think we'd had enough original content and we'd been given new characters that we liked.
Yes.
I think they weren't beating us over the head with fan service every episode.
Mm.
It was kind of like... sure, we'll throw you a little something here.
Yeah,
so I think if I am comfortable maybe more so than any other piece of Star Wars media, that they'll put it in a way that feels fairly seamless and people will enjoy, and it won't seem like, oh, this is a bit on the nose.
I also feel like it makes sense if you're going to bring back anybody, this is the guy that you would bring back, because the Mandalorian, the design, it's Boba Fett without the aerial.
That's right.
Really.
Yeah.
And I know they're not related and all of those kind of things, but yeah, that look.
It'll be the battle for the aerial, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All the secrets contained in that aerial.
That's it. It's mostly static, I hear. That's why he's so bad at everything. It's just got static in one ear. He doesn't know what's going
static
on.
Static and ham radio.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, I like it. I think it's a good inclusion as long as you don't overdo it. But I'd be more excited to see Captain Rex in live action than I would be Boba Fett. Because that's also a Dave Filoni thing, who's obviously heavily involved.
Oh, yeah, right, uh-huh.
So that makes more sense to me.
So he's going to push his agenda, yeah, isn't right. he? Captain yes. Rex and his big bushy beard.
Yeah, that's right. Push his agenda right over his eyes.
That's right.
As he never misses a shot. Mm. Yeah. Also, if Ahsoka's going to be in it, it makes sense that Captain Rex would be in it because that's...
Are they pals?
They're pals. Oh. So, yeah, there you go. Anyway, I'm curious, though. And I guess this is more for the video. Like, is there any validity to any of this? How would people want Boba Fett or Captain Rex or any of these people to work?
Do you have a more cockamamie fan theory?
We want to hear it.
Yeah.
Give
how many
it.
How many Boba Fetts do you think there were at the on Jabba's barge? Maybe it's those two and what's his face? The original guy.
Jeremy Bullock?
Jeremy Bullock.
Mr. Mustache, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, he's built the spreadsheet. To coordinate all the Boba Fetts.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to overlap, do you?
No.
All right. I we're doing what we're reading, I guess.
Yeah, nice.
It's not just any what we're reading. We've got a specific thing. And don't worry, I'm going to fix the theme song so we can talk about it. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm doing the theme. Westworld. I fixed it.
Nice.
We're talking a little bit about Westworld, aren't we?
Westworld, yeah.
I've got other things. But
I also have other things. I watched, it was on TV last night. It was a movie from last year. It's called Under the Silver Lake, and it's got Andrew Garfield and Topher Grace in it.
Isn't that amazing or something?
It's confusing, certainly.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It's a strange ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it on?
It was on SBS, World Movies.
Oh, they have good stuff, man.
They have good stuff, yeah.
2018, there you go.
2018, yeah. It's
I know this.
And it's basically Andrew Garfield's kind of a slacker kind of dude, and he lives in Hollywood, and he's going to get evicted, but he's sort of obsessed with hidden messages in pop culture and, you know, records and things like that. And then he meets a woman who lives in his apartment complex and then she disappears and he has to kind of track her down through Holly Weird. You know what I mean?
It says directed by David Mitchell. I'm like, ooh.
Not that David Mitchell, different David Mitchell, yes.
Which is fine too.
Yeah.
He did It Follows, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it, but it's an interesting ride.
No, I'll check it out. Yeah, I like a lot of these things that you're talking about.
Yeah. And it's just interesting to see two Spider-Man alums in the one movie together.
Oh, my God. Venom and Second Spider-Man together at last.
There's a couple of Spider-Man references in it as well.
Really?
Yeah.
You look like Spider-Man from that failed Spider-Man franchise.
Well, you look like Venom from the better regarded franchise but not as good third movie.
Definitively the worst Venom somehow.
Oh. And they become best pals.
That's right, because they're both losers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great.
That's right.
Terrific. Do you want to talk about Westworld, though?
Let's talk about Westworld. Okay. So we both – I had some free time this week. So
we have more news.
Do we?
Yeah, because I've got the Tom Cruise thing.
Yeah.
Just quickly, via Rotten Tomatoes, Nev Campbell might be coming back for Scream 5.
All right.
And Deadline
– Have they skipped one? Was there a Scream
4? There was
4
in like 2010.
Okay, great.
And Tom Cruise is going to space with Elon Musk to shoot a movie with NASA or something. What do you think?
Look,
it's not Mission Impossible and it's not The Mummy. They've confirmed it. It's not terrific franchises.
I'm kind of excited. I'd be excited to see what they come up with.
I really botched this, Mason.
But look, you got Baby Rain. It's fine. Mm. Look, I would like to see what they come up with. But at the same time, if I heard the news that they went up into space and then like the International Space Station fell out of orbit and just floated out into space, I'd be like, it's fine.
Yeah.
What a way for them both to go. You know?
Yeah. In absolute lunacy.
Well, speaking of baby news, Elon Musk and his girlfriend partner Grimes had a baby this week. Did you consider stealing their name?
I did, absolutely. Or maybe they stole my name.
Yeah, yeah.
James. What's his baby really called or something?
It's like a allegedly, dumb joke it's called it's like a something.
But it means like a regular name.
Or Greg or something. I don't know. A, and then there's that letter that's A and an E together and then like X12 or something.
I think when they put his hair plugs in, they dug into his brain.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Because sometimes it seems to work. And other times, what is going on with that guy?
I don't know.
Anyway, that's all
I've
got. I've
got many theories.
Yeah.
But number one's he's kind of a dumb guy with a lot of money. Anyway, what are we talking about? Other news? Karen Gillan might be the new lead in the Pirates franchise.
Yeah, so what do you think about that?
I'd say that. She's proven herself in kind of like, you know, Jumanji kind of adventure-esque kind of movies. Yes. I think she's fun in those. So
I think, though, it would be a mistake, especially because a lot of that Johnny Depp stuff appears to be clearing itself up. I don't want to get into that again
because
it's still
not.
Very early days, but to not include him in some capacity, because I think even though I don't want him as a lead in those movies anymore because, God, they're so awful and tiring, like that whole thing. I think he'd be fun as like a little cameo.
Yeah.
Because you write the movie around him and definitively not very good.
Uh-huh.
But also, I think, because they're talking about a reboot, but you know who is perfect for this as well? Zoe Saldana is in the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So you could put her in and Karen Gillan. It's a team up again.
It's a team up, like, and they're Guardians. the Guardians gals.
I think there'd be a lot of good faith in that also because it's not a reboot. Mm-hmm. And you could also, if you wanted to, you could bring back Elizabeth Swann and the other guy or whatever, you know what I mean?
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, because there's nothing wrong with that universe.
Yes.
It's just boring now.
Everybody got tired in it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, everybody, you could see the joy drain out of people's faces
in those movies.
Yeah, that's what happened. I don't know.
Krabs took a boat. Remember that?
What?
Krabs took a boat. It was in the third one.
Nah, you've lost it, mate.
Took a boat.
Nope, not
there
were
some rocks.
Yes.
And then he was in like a weird purgatory and he licked one. It turned into a crab. And then crabs came to life and Krabs took a boat.
So what you're saying, if I can break it down into plain English, is Krabs took a boat.
Yes.
I'll just cut through all your nonsense. I'll just say Krabs took a boat. Okay, cool.
Do you remember now, though?
Yeah, vaguely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They took a boat.
Yeah.
Those crabs did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That could be a movie title, right? Krabs
took a boat. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Right. Uh-huh. Keeping him busy, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So, I mean, I'd be more interested in a revamp of this than a reboot. But also, I'd be happy to never see any of these ever.
What happened at the end of the last one? Was all magic destroyed or something like that?
No, because then
the crabs took a boat.
That was a different one.
Okay.
The crab man came back with a lobster head. Remember in a dream?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and Elizabeth.
Davy Jones.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Swann got reunited with that other guy, Will Turner, whatever. Yeah. It's okay. Like, I don't have to ferry the dead. Thank God.
Yeah. Do you think they'll base this on, do you think they'll do an original script again, or do you think they'll just adapt a different pirate-related piece of media?
The Karen Gillan character could be named after the character Red, which is from The Ride now or something.
Oh.
I'm not one of those Disneyland aficionado people.
Yeah, right.
So there's channels dedicated to that, so they will tell you.
They will, yeah.
But that is what I have heard
as
a rumour. So there you go. But look, I think you could definitely do worse
it's
than
true.
Putting her in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, off the back of people like her as Nebula, though completely unrecognisable.
Yes, that's true.
But then you've got Jumanji.
What if they shave their head for this?
Oh, yeah, they could do that.
Against her will.
So like the
for millions of dollars. How about that?
They wouldn't do it.
You don't think so?
No, not for this. She's already done it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. It's not a get. People would just be like, oh, you've done this.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we...
Is that all the news we have?
I don't know, man. It's all I've got.
Okay, cool. Let me see if I have any more news. The only extra thing that I have here is Black Mirror's on, the new season of Black Mirror's on hold.
Because we're living it.
Because life is awful enough. Congratulations, the world. You
really
crushed Charlie
really
Brooker.
Fucked us, man. Thanks
you,
a lot.
You ruined him.
Yeah, what's he going to show where I'm like, that's harrowing?
What if he did Nice Black Mirror? It's called Nice Black Mirror.
I want to see that.
Don't you?
What's the opposite of Black Mirror? So it'd be like, a nice painting.
Exactly, yeah.
You could call it a nice painting.
Exactly. Somebody is using their phone, right?
Yeah.
And things are getting pretty tense. And then they push a button and it says like total amount of screen time today.
Mm.
And it's in the green. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah,
and he's
great.
Like, cool, I'm going to go outside for a bit.
Yeah.
And he does.
And he doesn't get hit by a car or have to have sex with a robot dog or something.
Exactly.
doesn't have to do any of it.
That's right.
Yeah, so look, honestly, like I like Black Mirror, but I understand that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it will be back
if
the world gets better.
Also, I would have faith in his ability to make some more positive episodes. But
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the other thing. They're not all negative, are they?
No, that's true.
What are we?
Sometimes somebody has to have sex with a robot dog.
You got to. We don't have to.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
But you want to.
So. No. Travis Valley says, have you been keeping up with Westworld? You guys should talk about the last season and the next episode. # Weekly Planet Pod, which is how you reach the show. I've been
still right now.
I kept up with it, and I know it has received its fair share of criticisms.
Mm, yes,
I quite liked it though.
I liked it too.
How it was straightforward and things happened and then they resolved.
Yeah. So I had the week off, so I watched it all in the one go, basically.
Like Westworld.
Yeah. Right. I enjoyed it. Also, here's the thing I wondered about, and we'll be doing spoilers for Westworld in this. If so. Pause briefly. Watch three seasons of Westworld.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then come back to us. I feel like it. To me, it felt like this season lost its nerve a little bit. And by that, I still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, in the sense that in the end of the previous season, Dolores had escaped from Westworld. She was in the real world, and she'd spent literally decades being, you know, used and abused and killed and all sorts of things in Westworld. She'd built up all this resentment for all the horrible people who came in and were awful, and it had ruined her. She had a life of misery, and then she escaped into the real world, and now she was going to get her bloody revenge.
Yes.
But then it turns out in this, there's a worse guy out there, and she's got to help humanity this time around.
And the worst guy? French.
Exactly. Well.
They thought they got them all when they nuked France or whatever happened.
That's right, exactly.
They missed one.
But I feel like she lost a lot of steam. Like, it went from, I'm going to get hellish revenge. Like, I just massacred a bunch of people.
Yes.
We're all, you know, executives or whatever, maybe. I mean,
yeah, but the people she massacred weren't nice people because they're in Westworld exploiting robots and
right, exactly.
Stuff.
Yeah.
She's never really massacred somebody for no reason. That's probably not true. But
I feel like in this one, maybe they didn't lose their nerve, but in the sense they went, well, we've got to stretch this out to four seasons.
Yeah.
So the real clash between, you know, hosts and humanity is going to happen in season four.
Okay.
I also feel like
Season four might be like a weird Mad Max future or something.
Oh yeah, because we don't know. Because
did you see the post credits?
Yeah. At the end of this season, Bernard, who goes into the sublime or the valley beyond, you know, the VR, the virtual reality where all the host consciousnesses went. He comes out of it. Who knows how later, covered in dust.
Yeah.
So he might have been in there for 100 years.
Do you reckon Hemsworth is still in the bath? He's like, I'm bleeding still.
I mean, maybe, but also bleeding. I guess you could just take the drive out of his head and build
that
a new body.
But nobody would have been in that room.
Yes.
To take the drive out. Well,
no, he could do it, is what I'm saying.
Who?
Bernard could do it.
Oh, so, but he'd still be in the bath, is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, he'd still be decaying in the bath. Cool. Unless he escaped on his own or somebody, I don't know.
We don't know because there hasn't been season four of Westworld.
Yeah, I feel like what they've done with the status quo in this is they have absolved original Dolores of any wrongdoing,
and
then replaced her with a purely evil Dolores, who's the one who's going to be destroying humanity.
I was going to say, but who is the real Dolores anyway?
Good question, James.
Because, you know, branching paths and whatever.
So one of the big revelations of this season was that Dolores escaped Westworld with five host drives, and she installed them into host bodies. And we were like, but who was who? What characters from Westworld had made it into the real world? And then it turned out they were all just copies of her, which I think was quite a fun twist.
Yeah.
But one of them she put into the body of Jennifer Hale, Tessa Thompson from the series, the previous season.
She then killed her family.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, like,
did she kill her family though?
I don't know. I assumed Ciroc did that. The Frenchman did that.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Also, I feel like she, on the one hand, she seems like, I'm going to kill all of humanity. I hate them and I'm going to get them all. But also she gained this love for this surrogate family she had.
Yeah.
So does she now want to protect society, or is the death of her family been like, well, that's the last?
Because she was like, now I'm cold and calculated.
Yeah,
but
right,
I'm pretty
sure
the last Dolores said a similar thing at some
point. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Like, I think so I know season two is mixed, but there's some very big high points in it.
Yes.
And I don't think probably there's not that episode in this.
Right.
But I think it's more consistent.
Yeah.
And I like the different setting. I think it's interesting.
I like the different setting too, but I think maybe, I guess the idea of this was going to, I sort of expected this was going to be a war between humanity and the hosts.
Yeah.
But then it became, well, actually,
humanity's
the real problem. So we're going to spend a season getting rid of that, and then it'll be the war on humanity. Which now I think this is sort of like, this feels more like the Planet of the Apes reboot.
Yeah,
and then
right.
It feels like it's winding its way towards the original.
Oh, okay,
because I feel like this one is where they're, because what they've done at the end of this season is they've built, I guess he was built at the end of the second season, but they've finally put into the world the Man in Black as a host version, like the Yul Brynner robot, but now it's Ed Harris. And he's going to be leading this army of killer robots, which I guess is, you know, that's
Ed Harris for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's totally Ed Harris for you. But then I feel like that's how the original Westworld would have gone if the man in black from that,
the gunslinger
had escaped, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where this is going.
He would have killed Ed Harris.
He would have killed Ed Harris, yeah.
Replaced
him.
Okay. Anyway, I'd definitely come back to this.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a very
how do you feel about like the revelation or the idea of like, okay, we're using augmented reality to alter people's brain waves? And
yeah.
You liked it?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I think there's a lot of things you just got to kind of go with. You got to kind of buy into the idea that a computer can predict everything, which is also very similar to another show which is currently running at the moment.
Devs?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
There's an idea behind that.
But I feel like that was also sort of, you know.
That's a very early revelation in that show, I should point out.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. I was going to say, like, I'm 100% okay with buying the idea of an artificial intelligence that can predict, you know, the future and control things. And so, you know, in a sense we've got, you know, there's the companies like Cambridge Analytica or whatever exist now who like just acquire huge amounts of data on people and can build bizarre models on them.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, the idea of if you're not on Facebook, Facebook still has a profile of you.
What?
If you don't exist on Facebook, Facebook has sort of like a ghost profile on you. They've extrapolated your existence
Through family and friends.
Yeah.
Really?
Like if everybody's tagged in a photo except you, they can figure out who you are.
Well, that's great.
By your absence, right?
Really good.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's very cool. They've got a profile on your kids already.
No doubt. Rick and Morty's back. I enjoyed it.
I watched one episode.
We'll probably come back to that, though, towards the end of the season. And Solar Opposites I need to watch. That's out, but it's only on Hulu, so I need to use a VPN.
Okay.
But it's out.
All right, cool.
Should we do letters then?
Let me think if I've watched anything else.
Stop dragging it out, Mason.
Oh,
I got my family.
All right.
There's an extra person in my family this week.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not making that much trouble, are they?
Enough.
Maybe there's an extra person in my family. These new glasses.
I did mention them last week, and I do like them.
Thank you.
What do you think?
I like them also.
Well, that's probably why you bought them.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some letters.
Okay.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
In the spirit of letters, I have a letter.
Oh, that's good. That's perfectly in the spirit of letters.
I haven't done a tweet. I took this from the mailbag.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm in the spirit of
on my territory. Wow.
That's right. I apologize, but I could not resist reading this
one out.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm excited.
If you do want to reach the show, if we are back next week, which we very well won't be, hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. This is from Mitch. I won't read his last name because you'll see why.
All right.
I wanted to let you know that your decision to revisit the Brosnan Bond films has stirred up some past trauma. Hopefully you get a kick out of this story. Tomorrow Never Dies was the first Bond film I ever saw in theaters. My older brother took me and I was 9 years old at the time. The main reason I wanted to go was because of GoldenEye, the N64 video game. Anyways, the movie gave me my first visually simulated sexual erection. I got through the movie fine. That's not what it's all about, I should point out.
Okay, sure.
I realize I was reading this. This is an odd thing to read out. Yeah, I could.
But it's also an odd thing to write. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah, but when I got home, I innocently told my brother about this during the movie, hoping for some older brother advice on what the hell was happening in my body. Instead, my brother laughed his ass off, told my entire family, and to this day is brought up every single Christmas or whenever I bring a new girlfriend home to meet everybody.
Nice.
Whenever James Bond comes up, my entire family asks me if I'm getting an erection. I constantly get sexy pictures of James Bond texted to me. I'm probably gone mad. But this
that's good stuff. I read that earlier in the week. And
okay.
I'm like, that's some good stuff. Yeah.
They will hopefully forget as soon as they start making James Bond movies, but apparently that will never happen. So rather than say Tomorrow Never Dies is a very influential film in my life, I hope you take that into account. I haven't watched it since, but because you brought it back with Cameron and Garbage, I have no idea what scene it was or even who the Bond girl was. But I'm sure it will come back to me. I love your work. Keep it up, Mitch. So, yeah.
That's great work, Mitch. Congratulations.
Oh, man. Just the idea that's just resonated throughout his entire life.
I love the idea that he's bringing a new girlfriend around.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you can just see the wheels turning in all his family's heads of like, how can we squeeze in a Bond reference?
Yeah.
And then when the girlfriend's like, oh, I've never seen a James Bond movie or whatever, they can be like, yeah, well, he's seen plenty. He's had plenty of bonus over him.
That's one of those things that it reminds me of a story of a friend of mine. I don't have time for this, but he, when he brought home his new girlfriend,
uh-huh.
First time, his little brother like dacked him, like fully dacked. Uh-huh. And he's like, I'm still going to get him back. And I'm like, that was like 20 years ago. And he's like, no, I'm going to get it. He just needs to find the moment.
Yeah,
right. You can't just dack him.
No, that's true.
You got to do something.
At his wedding.
Well, it's done. He's already married.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
At the birth of his child.
Yeah,
good. In the hospital.
Anyway, sorry, what do you got?
Let's see. This is from Edward. I got a few short ones here. This is from Edward Duffy. He says, what's Chris Hemsworth's accent? I can understand used to's just fine, but I had to turn captions on for Extraction. I don't know. Where's he from? Is he from Sydney? He's from Sydney.
No,
right?
He's from Phillip Island.
Oh.
Yeah.
Phillip Island accent.
In Victoria. It's not that far from where we are.
I think his accent is Home and Away.
Like generic Home and Away?
Yeah. Like I think it's been, because he was on Home and Away, right? Not Neighbours?
Yeah.
He was on a soap opera in Australia called Home and Away for some years. I don't know.
Some years.
And I think all the people on that sort of show adopt a very particular, it's slightly more Australian.
Charlie Clausen was on Home and Away. He doesn't have that.
How long was he on it though?
Well, that's true. Well, he'd already acted in many things before that.
That's what
well.
I'm talking about, yeah. Right? I think if you were inoculated in Home and Away, like it's got a certain twang to it. It's like, you know.
I was like, but that's how he talks also, isn't it?
I'm saying that that's affected his brain.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying maybe, I don't know what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
Is that a regional Phillip Island accent?
I don't think so. I didn't think it was odd. I thought it was just kind of the way that I've never actually thought about it. I think it's distinct, though. Yeah, well, it's definitely distinct. Yeah. People's voices are, aren't they?
You know what? It's probably just manlier than ours. Probably
he's got a big chest.
He's got a big chest. G'day, boys.
What are you up to?
G'day, muscles. What are you up to?
But he's got bigger muscles.
That's
because
true.
Other people have muscles.
Muscles to be nice to.
To make to be
yeah,
nice.
To feel nice. Yeah.
You'll say it to a little kid.
G'day, like, muscles. Yeah.
What else you got? Or is that it?
This one, this is from, it says Raffy47. He says, thanks, guys. So it just says, y'all helped me a lot the other day. I love y'all. Cheers, Anthony. That's all it says.
Hey, it's good.
Glad to hear it, I say.
Yeah, me too.
This is from Helen Morrison. It says, the void screams back. Just listening to this week's podcast and wanted to say thank you. I'm 12 weeks pregnant and horribly, horribly morning sick, and you are helping me through it. Thanks for constantly making me laugh through the devastating horror of unending vomit. Love from Devon, England. So no problem, Helen.
Happy to help.
Having
never experienced it but witnessed it, it's the worst. It's like being seasick.
Yeah, right.
But all the time.
Yeah.
Or car sick.
Let's see, a couple more. I'll do one more and then a question maybe.
Sure.
Let's see. This one is from Joel from Atlanta. It says, hey, y'all. Greetings from Atlanta, Georgia. Just wanted to tell you both thanks. I recently picked up a third job working overnights at a local grocery store. And listening to the Weekly Planet while I work makes the long nights actually enjoyable. You've been in my rotation for several years now and are part of what inspired me to start my own podcast.
Very good.
Anyway, thanks for bringing positivity and humor. Congrats
What's
to James.
What's his podcast called?
He doesn't say. Just says Joel from Atlanta.
That's a classy move.
I know, right? I'm assuming his podcast is called Joel from Atlanta.
Yeah.
But if it's not, email back. Let us know. We'll give you a plug. Congratulations to James and Claire on the new kiddo. Congratulations to Mason on whatever thing means the most to you. That's right. It's my new glasses.
I mean, they're not new because you had them last week. My baby is newer than those glasses.
Wow. Guess I'm going to a glasses website. Here we go. Somebody's going to have some fresh frames.
Got that question, do you?
Here's one question. All right, here we bloody go.
Here we go.
It's from Alan Duxfield.
A-Duck.
I was recently watching my favorite movie of the last decade, The Martian. I watched this movie possibly over a dozen times since it came out.
Yep.
Can't say why I love it so much, but I do. But this time I saw there was a so-called extended cut available online and decided to watch it. Somehow the extended cut removed whatever it was that made me love this movie, became a jumbled mess, and certainly nothing I would ever watch a second time. Have there been versions of movies you've seen that have changed the way you thought of the original movie?
I mean, Lord of the Rings is the obvious example.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I think Terminator 2, that's the one I had,
Terminator 2, yeah.
It's really that one scene with the chip.
No, there's that.
And there's the bit where he's malfunctioning. And there's the car race. There's some good stuff in that, actually.
There's a lot of good stuff in that, but I think what the problem with that, and I think it was, I think on if you bought it on DVD, it was listed as the director's cut.
Yeah.
But it's just literally all the stuff they took out. I don't think it was even James Cameron's preferred cut or anything like that.
Just more stuff.
Just more stuff. And a lot of that stuff is you completely get why they took it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like there's a bit where the T-1000 is malfunctioning, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like melted to a gantry floor and he's just wearing weird cement moon boots.
Yes.
And it looks super dumb and it doesn't look real at all and it feels unfinished.
I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. The execution, like he's got a big rubber hand at one point and it sticks to a pole.
Yeah.
But it just looks like they've painted his hand with grease paint.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I've got here The Exorcist, apparently. There's Apocalypse Now.
Uh-huh.
There's another one. Brazil, ugh, like that needs to be longer.
I think I would be more interested in Blade Runner if I'd seen a definitive version first. Like, I think I'd like it more. Like, I enjoy Blade Runner.
What did you say first?
I think it was the one with the narration.
Okay.
Which was the director's cut?
I think that was the one I saw as well.
Yeah, right.
But then there's others.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before. Superman 2, there's a Richard Donner Superman 2.
There is, that's true.
Which fixes all the weird stuff in Superman.
You know what actually also annoys me about Blade Runner is that there are so many versions.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to select one. I don't have to watch it, you know, five times and determine which one is my favorite.
Yeah, right.
Just give me a version and be like, finished. We're finished with this.
The Hobbit, obviously, they extended that for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Waterworld, apparently they did. Why would you do that? You wouldn't do that, would you? Batman v Superman's a big one for people. Suicide Squad there is also, but we watched that and I don't remember anything new in it.
Not really, no.
But Batman v Superman changes a bit of that movie. I don't think it makes it makes the Superman where he leaves the courthouse scene slightly better.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But everything else is like, because, you know, he helps people and then leaves as opposed to just leaving when everyone was in an explosion and he was fine.
I say release the Snyder Cut of Justice League. That's what I mean.
Of
every movie.
Of every movie.
Give Snyder one go at one pass in every movie.
Any movie he's made or hasn't made.
Yep, that's right.
There's different versions of Aliens, right? And Alien 3, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some extended stuff like The Hobbit. I've never seen The Hobbit extended. And I'm like, well, here's one.
Yes.
Ridley Scott's The Kingdom. The Orlando Bloom one, Kingdom of Heaven or something?
Oh, yes.
Apparently that's not great. I've never seen it, but the extended cut makes it amazing.
I see.
Yeah, the director's cut. Mm. So there you go.
Yeah, I think for me, don't sell me a director's cut like it's...
Yeah.
This is perfection here. Like, you know, a whole bunch of people go into making a movie.
Yes.
And oftentimes, you know, good edits are what makes a good movie. And,
I think a lot of the later Tarantino films have suffered from not having a good edit because his good editor died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After Inglourious Basterds. And I think that's pretty evident.
Yes.
Not that I dislike his new movies. I quite like them, but a lot of driving them, isn't there?
Oh, boy. Sure is. Yes.
Yeah. There's others, obviously. We've missed them. But, there's different versions of Alien 3 where the aliens are dog and the aliens are bull and the aliens are whatever. And anyway... What's the show?
This was the show, James.
This was the show.
Thank you, everybody, for continuing to listen through some strange times.
How do you do
Thank you, James, for still being here this week.
I love it. I love
Maybe not next week.
That's right.
Thank you, everybody, for liking it and subscribing it and telling a friend about it.
Yeah.
Over the Zoom or the text or the FaceTime call.
Any of those
Thank you for
fine.
Leaving a nice review. James, you have a nice review?
No, I do. I've got two here. This is from Finian McGee says, Weekly Planet in one ear, aviation stuff in the other. What being a pilot's all about.
Nice, good.
Talked about that last week.
That's right.
I said best podcast to listen to while flying a plane is in the description, but I didn't want to spoil that.
Yeah.
So it could be something like that. It could be something like Bounty Hunter Bob has just said, good podcast. You should listen. 5 stars.
He's probably listening to it while bounty hunting.
No doubt.
Yeah, good on him.
He's like a dog with a bounty hunter.
Shooting somebody with a beanbag round as they try to run away.
And they're like, is this legal? And he's like, probably in this state, I don't know.
Yep. Don't go over that line because then it'll be illegal. But in the meantime, I'm going to shoot you with these beanbags. Boom.
That's it.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want to get in contact with us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook, at Gmail, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings.
He'll do it. He'll let you do it.
The Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group.
Yes.
You can have all sorts of fun chats. Just hang out with people virtually, not literally.
What?
And just have some good old-fashioned chats with them.
Please do.
You can find me at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseau. James, you are Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
You know it.
If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies to chuck in a buck. We'd very much appreciate that.
Subscription service is coming.
It's on the way very soon.
What do you want from it? A lot of people said commentaries and extra stuff, which is probably what we're aiming for.
Well, we're probably going to do.
If there's anything else you want, it's also going to be ad-free.
Yeah, we've got some stuff on the boil. We've already recorded a bonus little stuff for it already.
But we don't know yet because I don't want to commit to it and then be like, I can't do this because I'm too busy. So,
you're right, okay.
But yeah.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. If you're home, you want to get some stuff delivered, get your groceries delivered, who knows? Why don't you get a big... news box set.
Big
it's got
news?
Our faces on it.
Big news?
It's a news box set because we just did news today.
Oh.
It's news.
So I think they sell that.
Normally what I do is I say whatever we were talking about in the episode as a box set, as
could
a joke.
Westworld,
as a joke, it could do Westworld.
Could do Boba Fett. Like, there's multiple helmets.
News. I want to say news. Just a like box of news.
You could have done Jeremy Bullock on one side.
Oh, and Tamuera Morrison on another side.
You didn't.
No, I didn't.
This
want
is what
to.
You do. What are you doing? That's what you do. This is why you're here.
I just wanted to see if you were still sharp, James. That's why. He's still got it.
Rapidly losing.
Westworld box set. You get Ed Harris on one side. You get the young version of Ed Harris on the other side.
Oh.
What's his face?
Oh, his character from Apollo 13.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Young Ed Harris. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Cool. All right.
We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com if you want to buy those for some great ISO. We're getting them a couple of sizes too big. We're a t-shirt. We're a bloody Weekly Planet t-shirt in your bed.
That's right.
Ooh.
In your bed.
That's right. We got thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all their musical themes. That's the whole show, I reckon.
That's the whole show. Next week, something or nothing.
That's right.
All right, thank you, though. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for all the kind words.
That's right. But even if there is no show, we've got those Caravan of Garbages, right, as you mentioned. So videos, just watch out on the YouTube channel. Watch out on the stream. The RSS feed or whatever it is.
That's right. There'll be an extended Caravan of Garbage.
Yeah, they'll be out for sure.
All right, thanks,
thank
dudes.
You. Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I got to mute. I muted at the end, and then I put the sting at the end.
And that's terrific. That is
helps Collings, and that's what I'm about.
Nice.
All right. Oh, Collings, thank you for editing this.
Thank you very much. You can leave this in because
you can let that go out to the world. You know what I mean?
How magnanimous and grateful we are for his, his good work. Yeah.
Exactly. So good of us.
Yeah, right? Saints.
Yeah.
Living saints.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.